Good morning. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer. I'm your host this morning, and I'm here for the morning interview with my guest, Mel Beadle. She is the shelter supervisor at SAFE. Mel, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
It's great to have you here, and we're here to talk about something that's pretty exciting in our community, which is the Sitka Rose Awards. This year is the second annual Sitka Rose Awards. So it's only the second year, but it's connected to something that listeners might know of under a different name. So I'm wondering if you could tell us a little bit about the story of the Sitka Rose Awards.
Yeah, sure. So historically at SAFE, we've had an event every year called Honoring Women. And Honoring Women started, I want to say in the 90s, I think so.
I don't know either. It
I've been
right.
at SAFE for 4 years. I should know this. But they started honoring women a while back, and it was really started to honor women in a time when men were the ones taking center stage at community events like the Chamber. That was always men being honored. So SAFE was like, we need to honor women in this community that are doing amazing things, right? So up until the pandemic, we did that event. And then around that time, a lot of things kind of shifted at SAFE. We became gender inclusive, allowing men and people of all genders to come into shelter. And we just saw the need to shift our focus where it wasn't just women. We saw the word women, like, we need to honor more than just women, right? We need to honor people of the LGBTQ community, people of all genders that are now also facing disproportionate violence and oppression. So we want to lift up those voices now.
Yeah. So this is kind of a second annual version as the Sitka Rose Awards, but quite a long time as awards honoring people in this community that maybe weren't always seen, aren't always lifted
up. Yeah. And we kind of had this idea, like, what about, you know, grandmother? And I think that in the past, we've also honored women who were like doing really amazing things. But we're thinking more about like grandmothers who watch their grandkids without a thank you, you know, like how extraordinary is that? And high school students that are creating, GSAs, like the Gay Straight Alliance, you know, in their schools to like create safe spaces for queer kids. Those are the folks we're honoring.
Yeah. Kind of honoring, shifting too, from people who are honored for their like more traditional ways of being like in the public spotlight or public eye, and but maybe people who are doing a lot of work for a lot of people, but it quietly in the background.
Yeah, right. So we are creating this space, and I am so excited about the folks that we are just about to announce our honorees, and we will post them around town. The event itself is on April 25th. So it's the last Friday of this month at the Nocahiddy. And it's also a really neat variety show highlighting women and queer voices. So
tell us about that. I'd love to hear about the
variety
show.
I know, I'm so excited. Of course, you have like Nancy Neal and friends are going to be dancing. They're amazing. I could pull up a list. Let's see. But
while you pull up that list, I'll ask you another question, see if you can multitask
yes,
here.
Yes, of course.
You said it's going to be Friday, April 25th, which is the last Friday of this month coming up. But what time? What time should people get there?
Oh, it's at 6 p.m. Doors open at 6, and there's going to be food trucks across the street from Kenny, so a little bit kitty corner from the Nocahiddy. We'll have the Donut Shack, and the Fresh Fish will be there. So folks can come and get some food, hang out, and then the show starts at 7.
Okay, starts at 7. Great. And you will have tickets for sale ahead of time at some point, possibly. We'll stay tuned for that, but there'll definitely be tickets for sale at the door.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So people should kind of come, I don't know, right at 6? Is that the best game plan to get the tickets, or how?
You know, it's funny. Everything always works out. Like, I've never, this last year, it didn't sell out like everyone who wanted to be. It just worked out, you know?
Okay.
So people come whenever, and it's a sliding scale. So we are not going to turn anyone away based on income or like based on their. So it's, you know, from anything, $1 to $20 or more, great, just whatever donation people want to give to be there.
Okay. Okay. Wonderful. So if they come, they'll get to see these people who are going to be honored for the work that they do within our community. There's going to be this performance. Did I give you enough time to find it? We know at least Nancy Neal will be there doing some dancing, I presume. Which will be fun.
Margaret Hart's going to sing. Okay. Let's see, Alexis Blanket. I don't remember her last name.
That's okay.
It's okay. Yeah. I know. I'm doing great.
You're doing great.
What is she going to be doing? There's so much singing? Really wonderful singing and some dancing.
Okay.
Also, some folks from the dance studio are going to be there too. Like, I think maybe ballet.
Okay. It is a variety show after all. We'll get a variety of things.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll be hosting.
Wonderful.
I might tell a joke.
Great.
but yeah, I love this event so much because of the space that is created when women and LGBT people are centered. It's just such a sweet, welcoming space. So that on top of like offering and celebrating remarkable women and queer people in our community, it's just like, it's the best time of the year. I love this event. I love that it's called the Sitka Rose Awards because it's spring. It's going to be a flowery, like, beautiful space. We give away little flowers to everyone, you know.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. Last year we had these, like, kind of psychedelic little flower, like, plastic flowers that everyone got to take home.
Cool. And this year there's going to be a raffle.
This year there's a raffle. Yeah, that helps us put on the event, really.
Okay.
Is a raffle. Tickets are $10 and it's $1,000 cash drawing.
Okay.
So that raffle is going to be going on for a few weeks after the 25th. So you can buy tickets at the event.
Got it.
Yeah.
Great. And everything that people are able to give in terms of how much they pay for their ticket or if they buy a raffle ticket, it goes directly back to SAFE.
And we know that like right now, everyone is struggling for funding and as like federal grants are being cut, our funding is also in jeopardy. So like more than ever, we would love support at SAFE. The work that we do is so important in creating safety in this town. And it's just such a gift that SAFE provides. I really think that it's something really special there. So
can we take just a moment to talk about SAFE itself, what it stands for, and what is the work that SAFE does in Sitka for those people who aren't familiar?
Yeah, SAFE is Sitkins Against Family Violence, and we are a domestic violence shelter. We also have a prevention department that's in the schools and doing Girls on the Run and Boys on the Run. We house anyone without question if they need a safe place to be, if they're fleeing domestic violence. We also provide legal services and housing case management. We do our best to like really support people when they're at like the worst moment in their life.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah. So for people who are interested in SAFE and in helping out there, they should come out to the second annual Sitka Rose Awards. If they have questions about SAFE or about this event, is there a phone number we should give out or an email or what would be best?
You can call SAFE at 747-3491. That's our like admin main line. Or you can shoot me an email at services, just like it sounds, services@safe, which is SAFV like Victor.org.
Okay, wonderful. And come out on April 25th at 6 p.m. to the Sitka Kwanakahiti.
It's going
to
be so sweet. I hope everyone can be there.
Excellent.
It's going to be
great. Yeah. Great. Well, thank you, Mel, for coming in and chatting about it. I have been speaking with Mel Beadle. She is the shelter supervisor at SAFE. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.